In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word. The message you're about to listen to is from Mercy Throne Missions, Elisha, Osun State. We believe that God is going to impact, enlarge, and give you directions for God's purpose to fulfill in your life through the teachings of God's anointed servant, Apostle Ezekiel Adenipekun. God bless you as you listen.
Infinite mercy, you will show forth even in this meeting tonight, and every one of us will return back home with great testimonies.
Amen.
And your name will be glorified.
Amen.
Let your word come to us expressly.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Can you say louder amen and celebrate the Lord Jesus? You can have your seat. God bless you. We want to thank the Lord for your life. For choosing to come and fellowship with us tonight. Can you reduce this microphone? It's echoing. The Lord who has brought you, He will answer your prayers. I wish there's amen in the house. You better be smart. May the devil not steal your blessing. I said, the Lord whom you have come to seek, He will answer your prayers tonight in the name of Jesus. I want you to be a prophet to somebody beside you. Say God bless you. Say God be with you. Tell them it is well with you. Tell them I'm waiting for your testimony. If you believe it, shout a louder amen. Okay. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
Peteru kini orikeji ese kesan.
That's where we will commence tonight's journey from.
Ibiti auti bere irin ajo ti asale ni eyi.
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
Peteru kini orikeji ese kesan.
But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should shew forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name.
Ṣùgbọ́n ẹ̀yin ni ìrántí ayan, olú àlùfáà, orílẹ̀-èdè mímọ́, ènìyàn ọ̀tọ̀, kí ẹ̀yin kí ó lè ní fi ọlá ńlá ẹni tí ó pè yín jáde kúrò nínú òkùnkùn sí.
Tonight I will be speaking on part 3 of Christian realities.
Ní àṣálẹ́ yìí, a máa sọ̀rọ̀ nípa apá kẹta òdodo tí ń bẹ nínú Kristẹni.
In part 1 we establish what it means to be a Christian in 3 tiers.
Ní apá kìíní a fi ìdí rẹ̀ múlẹ̀ ohun tí a nílò àti ní láti jẹ́ Kristẹni ní ipa mẹ́ta.
We talk about the call into salvation, the call into relationship with God. Number 2, we said a call to godliness. And number 3, we said a call to service. And then we zeroed, because I said the first one is the calling that brought us into salvation in order to know God as our Father, to be in relationship with Him. Which I think we will never finish exploring until Jesus returns. Number 2, it's a call to godliness. And then we began to explore what godliness means. This led us to go back to the manuscript where the word godliness was originally written in Greek. And then we saw Theotita, which translates to the word that brought us to number 1, a life that God has influenced, and the divinity of God. So the impact of God upon a man makes him godly.
We
will never say a man is godly until the impact of God upon such life become obvious to all.
They sọ pé ènìyàn níwà bí Ọlọ́run bí kò ṣe wí pé a ti rí ipa Ọlọ́run nínú ayé ènìyàn.
So people can say I am this, I am that, until that point is evidently seen in our lives by people, not what we say by our mouth, we are yet to be godly. So we check this even in part 2. Talking about us having to express God in our deed and in our characters. It has to be obvious that we have been with the Lord. Don't say I'm a Christian by introduction. The fact that you introduce yourself to be a Christian is a proof that you are never one. People should know. This is our reality. That led us to the place where we were exploring our mode of dressing, our character, the way we make up, the way we dress, the way we relate to people. All this has a lot to do with the realities that is in Christianity. We must continually bear it at the back of our mind that we have a calling to fulfill, and that calling is a call to godliness. God is expected to be revealed through us. The very life of God must be seen through us, we that we claim to be Christian. God must be seen in your life if you are a Christian. God must influence your life if you are a
Christian.
God must be obvious in your life if you are a
Christian.
May you not bring shame to the name of the Lord any longer in Jesus' name. Please say a better amen. The idea of Christianity is not enough. The reality must be dawn on us. We must walk in the reality of what it means to be a Christian. Many people thought because they were giving back to in the church that qualifies them to be a Christian. What a pity that abortion is still going on in the church. What a pity that there is still fornication going on in the church. What a pity that Yahoo boys are in the church. Scammers are in the church. Fraudsters are in the church. Liars are in the church. Because for them, Christianity is just an idea. It has not become a reality. The scripture says, go back to 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. The scripture says, we are called to reveal. We are called to show forth. We are called to show forth. It's not a calling to enjoy. Ye are called from the darkness into his marvelous light. That light is not to bright shine on you, it's for you to shine it out. A peculiar people that you should show for the praises of him. Many are not showing the praises, but they are showing the shame. You are called to show forth the praises of him. This is the reason why he brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light. Your purpose is to show. You can't show it without the light. In the darkness, when you talk about the praise of him, nobody will see you, nobody will hear you. But he brought you into light so that you will be seen by all. Unfortunately, even so called believers going out for evangelism, people with titles
and all manner of systems in the body, all these men have refused to represent the reality of God. Between the world and the church. Oh my goodness. Then shame on the church. If all we can do in the closet, in the secret, is all we are also seeing in the open in the church, shame on the church. In the clubhouse, our sisters dress half naked in the dark. That's why they go in the night. If you come to church with spaghetti and mini skirt and you have to cover your nakedness in the church, shame on you. Because you are also trying to show forth the praise of him in the darkness, even though you are inside the church. Showing Christianity is we showing forth the praise of he that has called us. Assignment of showing forth is not a recommendation.
It's
not a complimentary statement.
It's
not an advice. It's a calling that has to be fulfilled. If you are here, shout
hallelujah.
Shining forth the praises of him is not a suggestion, is not a recommendation, is not a counseling, is not an idea, it's a calling. So if you are operating from the realm of darkness, you don't have the right to show his praises forth. Because he called you out of darkness into marvelous light. That is the qualification. My God, something is coming. That is the qualification of showing forth. Showing forth is representing him. You can sing from today to next tomorrow trying to give the praises of him. If you are in darkness, you are not qualified. You can pray for 24 hours non-stop. If you are trying to show forth the praises of him in darkness, you are not qualified. You are only qualified to show forth his praises when you are in the light. You cannot bear sin in your hand and present Jesus in a wrapper. You cannot have sin in your heart and praise Jesus with your lips. No, you cannot be managing sin behind the closed door and you appear godly before everybody. And the light is to help us to show forth his praises acceptably. Please, am I communicating? Are you sure? If you understand me, shout hallelujah. Oh Jesus. Showing forth God's praises is a responsibility.
Fifi iyin Olorun han o je ojuse.
As a Christian, you have to show forth the light. You have to present the praises of God to all men. That's why the Bible says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to myself. Lifted up.
Okay.
He has called you. He has called you. To show forth his praises. If I be praised, I will draw men to myself. He that will do that must have left the realm of darkness into light.
Ẹni tí ó ràn lọ́wọ́ láti ṣe èyí, ó gbọ́dọ̀ ti fi ipele ti òkùnkùn kúrò sínú ìmọ́lẹ̀.
Are you still in the dark?
Jẹ́ ò wà nínú òkùnkùn síbẹ̀ bí?
You are not qualified.
O kò yẹ.
I don't care what you do in the church.
Kò ní ṣe ohun tí ò ń ṣe nínú ìjọ Ọlọ́run.
You are not qualified.
O kò yẹ.
You can be the GO of a church.
O lè jẹ́ aláṣẹ gbogbo ìjọ.
If there is still darkness in your life, you are not qualified.
Tí o tó báyìí ní òkùnkùn nínú ayé rẹ, o kò yẹ.
You may call yourself a Christian.
O lè pe ara rẹ ní Christiani.
You are not one.
O kìí ṣe ọ̀kan.
Christian realities.
Àwọn òdodo Christiani.
Is for us to have become a transformed personality from darkness into light.
Nobody there ni ti ati yi pada lati mu okunkun sinu imole.
That's when you qualify.
Ohun ti o de ko ye ni eyi.
Because the name Christian,
tori oruko ti anti Christian,
is a projection of the praise of the Father.
O jade lati ibi yin baba.
Whenever they say you are a Christian,
nigba na ba so pe Christian ni o.
What they are saying is they are glorifying God on your behalf.
Ohun tí wọ́n ń sọ náà ni wípé wọ́n ń fi ìfún Ọlọ́run nítorí ayé rẹ.
And then unbelievers have questioned us many times.
Àwọn aláìgbàgbọ́ wọ́n ti bi wá léèrè láìmọye ìgbà.
And they say,
wọ́n máa wípé,
and you call yourself a Christian.
Ó sì pera rẹ ní Christiani.
And some of us will walk away from that statement and say, you don't know what you did. You have brought shame to the name of the Lord. Anoint my everything. Use my everything. Will you use my everything? Take my everything. Take all of me.
all of me, Lord. You are my everything. Break all of me, Lord. You are my everything. If you still romancing, you are not a Christian.
Okay, you're a Christian.
Shame on you for claiming our name.
Oh, you tio, we pay over our joru papa.
And you are a criminal.
Oh, dano, pombele niyo.
Because you are claiming the identity of the kingdom that you don't belong to.
Nítorí pé ò ń pera rẹ, ò ń fi ẹrú pera rẹ lọ́mọ.
You are not a child of God.
O kì í ṣe ọmọ Ọlọ́run.
You belong to the devil.
Ọmọ Èṣù ni ọ́.
Your daily life must show forth his praise. God.
Ìgbé ayé rẹ lójoojúmọ́ ó gbọ́dọ̀ fi ìyìn rẹ hàn.
You?
Ìwọ.
Because of money.
Torí owó.
You know, I've watched some video. Nobody will try that nonsense here. I've watched some messages in programs, and I'll see people chatting on the phone with somebody while service is going on, and some even will be trying to scam somebody while the service is going on. Inside the church, you have mental problem. You are sick in your medulla oblongata.
They
are supposed to tie you down in arrow. You are not qualified. You just like our name. You are not part of it, sir. That even the fear of the Lord is not in your heart. You can even be chatting with your whoever you want to scam inside the church. It has gotten to that. You are chatting with your boyfriend. Booking appointment of where to meet. You are sick. You are sick.
You are
sick. I'm not here to excite you. I'm here to tell you the truth. Stop calling yourself a Christian. The people that bear that name, look at their qualification. Holy nation. Royal priesthood. What is happening in the media, please? Royal priesthood. Peculiar people. Who are called. You know, when people call you Christian, you know what they believe? They believe you are related to God. Let me tell you something. 7 points. I think it's 0.8 now. The world population is about 8 billion now.
Billion in metro ni gbogbo awon eniyan tin be lori lede agbaye pata.
7.99.9 may not go to heaven. Me. Are you listening to me? Me, oh. And all the people that God has given to me to follow. I will drag them to heaven. And you will not fall behind me. You will not go to hell even after knowing
me.
What a shame. A church that pampers sin as if it were normal.
The Bible says some things must not even be mentioned among you, not to talk of doing them. Okay. Let me move forward.
Again, Tessie, why you?
That's not where I want to go today. So, parts of our virtue that confirm that we are truly Christians, or that confirms the reality of Christians, there is a virtue called love.
Ara won alumoni tin benu wa to fi han gege bi Christiani yo kan wa ti an pe ni ife.
Love,
ife.
If you love me, Jesus said,
Jesus so wi pe ti iwo ba fe mi,
you will keep my commandment. You will keep my commandment. Do you love the Lord? Ask yourself. And answer yourself. Or you love what God will give to you. Today's meeting calls for sober reflection.
Ipade ti asale yi o pe fun ironu.
I will ask myself.
Won bira mi lere.
Ask yourself.
Iwo na bira re le.
Do you love the Lord?
Je o feran Olorun bi?
Are you sure?
Nje o je o da oloju?
Of the virtue that confirms our realities as Christian is love.
Ara awon amuye to fi wa han ge bi Christiani o na ni ife.
What a strange virtue expected to be displayed by a mortal body. What a strange virtue.
O je amu,
please sir. What a strange virtue.
O je leyi ti o sajeji lopolopo.
That God is expecting to be express by a mortal body. Love is God's nature, while holiness is God's character.
Ife o je ohun ti o je iri Olorun nigbati iwa mimo je iwa Olorun.
Love is God's nature. Love is God's nature. Holiness is his character. Love is God's nature. Holiness is his character. The composition of God is love. The composition of God is love. The way he operates is the holy way. God is love. That's why the Bible says, he that did not love does not know God. God is love. The Bible says, anyone who loves is a proof that God is inside of him. The Bible says, he that do not love his brethren cannot prove to him that he loved God. Because if you cannot love your brother that you can see, how can you prove that you love the God you have not seen? 1 John chapter 4 explains this completely. How do you claim that you are a Christian when we cannot find the virtue love in you?
Nigbati o so pe o je Christiani a o si le ri ife ninu re. Bawo ni ka se so eyi?
Responding to this call in displaying love,
Did down see
It is now a four unit course we must not carry.
Oh yeah, onion.
Oh my goodness. He that does not love does not know God. Don't tell me you are a Christian. If love is not obvious in your life. Are you following the teaching? What is godliness? Godliness is God, a life that God has influenced. A life influenced by God. So the Bible says, if love is not evident in your life, don't say that you know God. You see, the whole church system and the body of Christ need a overhauling. The church needs a total overhauling. You can give yourself any title you like. You can claim whatever you choose or pleases. God's standard for you to be called his own son or to become a relative of him is when his identity is found in you. His nature must become your nature.
Alakale Olorun na ni wi pe o digba ti a ba ri ire Olorun ninu re ki
oto. New Creation Church has preached the message of grace, saying they carry the DNA of Jesus but they live in darkness. They claim they have the DNA of Jesus. There's no single love in their midst. Instead of love, you find lust. Please, tonight's message is, don't worry the world. You know, some of us are still mourning and we are rejoicing at the same time of the death of Senior Prophet T.B. Joshua. The burial ceremony is going on. So, I'm not really in the mood to jump up to make you smile. No. I will just teach the truth. I want you to process it yourself. You thought your dressing is Christianity. You thought it's your introduction of who you say you are that makes you a Christian. You thought because your father is a pastor or your mother is a pastor or prophetess, you thought that makes you a Christian. You thought speaking in tongues makes you a Christian. You thought that fasting makes you a Christian. The Bible says, he that does not love does not know God. Because God is love. So if God is in you, love will be in you. Unfortunately, we have found ourselves in a society and a community where hatred is the order of the day.
But
it's not a problem because that's why he called you. Please pay attention. He said, you are the light of the world. You remember he brought you into a marvelous light.
He brought you into a marvelous light. In the process of your making, you yourself now became the light. God is the marvelous light. When you allow Him to process you, you will become the light. And then, the Bible says, when you shine your light, let your light so shine. Matthew chapter 5 and 16. Let your light so shine before men. Look at what they will do, that they may glorify your Father which in heaven. Love,
if there,
not tongues. Not fasting. Not how good you can worship. It's love. Love is the most important qualification. To show us your identity. You can call yourself anything. But until we can see the love in your life, according to God's standard, you are not qualified.
Make my heart your own. Come and be everything I ever know. Search me true and true till my heart becomes all for you.
You say you are related to God.
Paul also says we go follow Him.
And God's blood is AA. Your own blood is SS.
See, a girl who is AA, teacher SS.
You are proving how bastard you are. You should have never tried to associate with Him. Because the more you try to associate yourself with Him, the more you become a disgrace to yourself. Am I communicating tonight? Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How do you say you are a child of God when God is love and we search your life, there's no love?
Paul is saying, "Oh, you are supposed to be."
Love is God's nature. Holiness is His character. If you are a child of God, love will become your nature. And your character will depict holiness. See, I'm not talking of hellfire. Because I'm not going there. And I'm not trying to prepare you to go there. So there's no point telling you how big hellfire is. The color of hellfire. The road to hellfire. I don't need to talk about that because that's not where you are going to. But if you are going to heaven, heaven belongs to the children of God only. And what makes them children of God is two things. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your might. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. The absence of love
I see there.
It's a proof that you are not a child of God.
I'm praying that
the Lord will give you understanding today. Many people are wasting energy claiming what they are not. Many people are wasting their time serving the God that he doesn't know them. Many are dropping offering and tithe to a God who will never welcome them home. Many are sacrificing their service, their time, their money, their treasure, their gift and talent to the God who will tell them at the last day, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. You cannot hold sin and claim you are a child of God. Some of you are living couples life in the school now. You spend 3 days in your boyfriend's house. You spend 2 days in your house. You are sleeping with one another without marriage. Listen, sir, ma, you are going to hellfire. I'm not the one that will send you there. The only problem is that the owner of heaven will not take you in. Number 1, sin is a proof that you don't love God. Once you become comfortable and you love to lie, you love to fight, you love pride, you love to steal, you love to scam, you love to drink beer, you love to drink ogogoro, you love to sleep with people that are not your wife. Listen, sir, there is an absence of the love for God in your life.
If
you love me, Matthew, John chapter 15, verse 16. If you love me, keep my commandment. Love me. Keep my commandment. Thou shalt not. First John chapter 2, verse 15. The Bible says, love not the world. Love not the world. And the things of the world. I was preaching to some Yahoo boys. And the guy keeps staring at my hand.
Okay,
I said, what is he looking? Then I noticed, oh, he was looking at my iPhone.
So
I said, okay, what happened? He said, Pastor, you are using iPhone?
Are you not low iPhone?
I said, yes.
Money Benny.
He said, ah.
Money,
are you a mule?
Take my life.
Ah. Ha. The iPhone he has been looking for the past 2 years.
iPhone don't even want that to be on make saying.
I say, is this the reason why you are scamming? Idiot.
Where
I said I have given out 3 iPhones. What you want to die over?
Until lori.
His love is for iPhone.
If he tire wa fun ero bani soro iPhone.
Love not the world. You know, God is changing the sermon somehow. Love not the world and the things of the world. He that loved the world, the love of the Father is not in him. 1 John. The love of the Father is not in him. Love not the world and their fashion style. And their relationship style. And their talking style.
Ati oro si so won
and their character style
Love not the world and the things of the world. He that loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. He can claim it. He can try to relate with it. He is not of the Father. He said, because the love of the world is these three things. The same way the love of the Father is three things. The love of the Father is a call to relationship, a call to godliness, a call to service. The love of the world is the pride of life, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes. So if you have the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, you are totally out of those who are his children. That's why the Bible says, if you belong to God, set your heart on the things that are above. Jesus loves you.
Jesus fairan re.
Do you love him?
Se iwa fairan re bi.
The instruction he gave you to love your neighbor, do you love them?
A se to pa fun wi pe fairan omo la keji re. Se lo to lo ti fairan omo la keji re.
May the Lord show us mercy.
Ki Olorun ki o saanu fun wa.
Even tonight in Jesus.
Ya sale yi loruko Jesu.
You know, as I'm preaching this message now,
bi mo se nwa sun fun yin,
I'm feeling like Jesus will come back today.
I won se mi bi pe Jesu o pada ni oni.
He didn't tell anybody when he would come.
Nitori pe ko so fun
enikeni. Are you not afraid?
Nje ro ti e ba obi.
Why are you risking it?
Tori kini?
It's too dangerous to risk an exam you will not have second chance to rewrite.
Tori kini o se wan fira re si inu ewu ti o mo pe o le ma ni ori ofe mo.
If rapture did not take place,
ti igbasoke awon ayan fe ti ko ba waye,
it is appointed for a man to die once.
Ati ko fun eniyan lati ku ni ekan soso.
After which,
leyin yi,
judgment come.
Idajo.
Hebrews 9,
Hebrews 8. Ori kesan ese kejidilogbon.
For a man to die but once, and after which judgment comes. Judgment comes. Judgment comes. If Jesus did not come, judgment can come. If Jesus did not come, judgment can come. Don't say you are a Christian when the love for God is not found in your heart. When the love for people is not there. We are called out of darkness into marvelous light. The purpose of light is to give direction. So we are the one God send us into this world, into the midst of darkness, so that we can show humanity who God is. I told you last week, God wants the people of the world to study you and know him.
He
are the epistles. I believe 1 Corinthians 15:19. Ye are the epistles. God does not want a sinner to go to heaven to know him. He wants
a sinner to study your life.
O fẹ ki elese ko wu o sakun aye
re. I know exactly the way God behaves.
O si mo bi Olorun se mu wa.
Ask yourself tonight.
Ti ara re lere ni asale
yi. How many sinner have you communicated God to appropriately?
Pe elese melo ni wo ti fi Olorun han bo se ye.
Thank God for evangelism.
Adupe fun ikede irere.
But when you return from evangelism,
nigba to ba de lati bi ikede irere nko,
what life are you living? Life of darkness?
Iru igbe ase aye wo lo wa gbe se igbe ase aye
o light.
Tabi ti imole.
Am I communicating here?
Se o ti mo so aye wa
for yourself.
Fun ara re.
Forget your boyfriend now.
Ma se wo ore.
Forget your girlfriend now.
Ma se wo ore bi re.
Forget your maga now.
Mashewo,
forget your client now.
Mashewo,
because you will be born in hell if you are not a child of God.
So
I want to give you a chance so that we can pray for you. And the Lord will forgive you.
Be ki Olorun ko dariji
o. Then you can start all over again.
Go le to aye re.
And I will advise you tonight. Don't accept Jesus this night the way you have been accepting before. Make up your mind. And
then
after the service, you can wait to see me.
Only
so that if there's a need to cancel you on some things, we'll cancel you. If there's a need to pray and rebook some things, we'll rebook it. And then if we need to put you in a believers class to start teaching you how to serve the Lord properly, then we'll do that.
But aba nilo ati le me ju na jina si o a le se to ba nilo ati bere si ko ni awon eko tutun a o le se o le da se duro.
We'll count three now. If you want to give your life to Jesus, maybe you have thought of some things you did, mistake, some lifestyle you live or you are living, and you want to repent tonight, you are part of them.
One,
lift up your hand if you want to give your life to Jesus.
Just
lift it high. Two.
H.
It's your choice.
Toba wo ni o.
You will be judged, not me.
Iwo la o da lejo ki se mi.
It will be on record that I preach the truth to you.
Yo wa ninu akole wi pe mo ba so kodoro oro.
If you are lifting your hands, lift it very well, let me see.
Ti o ba na wo re soke, na soke dada. Yawo.
Very well, let me see.
No, dara dara.
Thank you.
You dara fun.
Thank you.
You dara fun.
Three.
Eta.
Please place your hand on your chest.
Mo fe ki o fi owo re gbe owo re le okan aya re.
Say, Lord Jesus.
So pe Jesu Oluwa.
Again, I'm here.
Le kan si mo wa nibi yi.
I'm sorry.
Ma se binu.
I'm sorry.
Ma se binu Oluwa.
I'm sorry.
Ma se binu.
I love you.
Mo fẹ́ràn rẹ.
But I love the world as well. I love you, but I love the world as well.
Ṣùgbọ́n mo fẹ́ràn ayé pẹ̀lú náà.
But tonight,
ṣùgbọ́n ní àṣálẹ̀ yìí,
I want to retrieve my love for the world.
Mo fẹ́ gba ọkàn mi kúrò ní ọwọ́ ayé.
And invest it into you alone.
Kí wá fi ìfẹ́ mi fún ìwọ nìkan ṣoṣo.
I believe you died for me.
Mo gbàgbọ́ wípé o kú fún mi.
And you resurrected for me.
Most people see God for me.
I believe you are the Son of the Living God.
Mo gbàgbọ́ wípé ìwọ ni Ọlọ́run ọláyé.
And I will follow you for the rest of my life.
Wípé wọ́n sì tẹ̀lé ọ títí ọjọ́ ayé mi.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for those who have rededicated their life tonight. Please accept them. Please forgive them. Please deliver them. Help them to make it to heaven. Plant your love in their hearts once again. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. As you go this week, the Lord will go with you. Help me with a better amen. No evil moving around in the land will be your portion.
Amen.
The Lord will bless you.
Amen.
The name of the Lord will be glorified through you.
Amen.
It shall be well with you.
Amen.
In the name of the Father.
Amen.
In the name of the Son.
Amen.
In the name of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
May the Lord be with you.
Amen.
May His face shine upon you.
Amen.
May He go with you everywhere you go.
Amen.
Next week you are coming with better testimonies.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
We believe that you've been richly blessed through this message. For prayers and counseling, please contact the ministry on 0703-914-2529 or 0802-090-1803. Mercy Throne Missions, recruiting God's future generals for purpose with passion and power.